Secrets, usually I would say, in a relationship are not a good thing, but there's kind of mixed thoughts on this when it comes to keeping financial secrets from your partners. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. A new survey said only 43% of workers share their salaries with their partners, according to data from Quicken, while 31% say talking about money, even with a partner, makes them feel anxious and uncomfortable. Now, when you're first dating somebody, I could see, like, I wouldn't be like, hey, Lindsay, you know, third date, my now wife, how much do you make per year?
Right.
But when you're dating and you're getting more serious, when you're looking towards an engagement, and then obviously when you're married, is that something that you finally talk about, maybe even taking that step and joining accounts? Or are you the kind of person that says, no, like, that is my account, that's yours. We don't need to talk about finances. As long as the bills are getting paid, we're okay. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
If you are in a serious, exclusive relationship and it has gone past a couple months, I cannot believe or understand not sharing that information. Like, how do you not know? Let's say you've dated for someone for a year. How do you not know how much they make? Like, is there people that really have been in long-term relationships that do not know what their partner's making?
Now, let me ask you. I was very, very, delayed in actually telling my wife. I don't remember how long I took, but I didn't want to tell her how much I made. And, I mean, I wanted to know. Who doesn't like curiosity? You've been with the Egyptian for, what, 10 months, your boyfriend?
Yep.
Okay, how long into the relationship, Alex, did you guys discuss, like, hey, this is what I make, this is what you make?
Ooh, it must have been a month and a half to 2 months. I mean, 2 months in, we said I love you, so I feel like it had to have been around then.
Okay, now Liv the Web Girl, how long have you been with your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy?
About like 8 or 9 months or so.
So pretty close to that time. Have you guys had that discussion yet?
Oh, absolutely. He knows exactly what I make. And I mean, he's in real estate, so he doesn't have like a base, like it's not like kind of like a base salary. He makes a lot of commission.
Okay.
But like I'm constantly know like how much he's making. And like, and he's like, oh, yeah, like I'll make this much on this house when it closes. Like we talk very openly about our finances.
Now, Alex, being open with the finances, obviously, what do you make per year?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. I thought it'd be worth a try. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Now, what if Jewel Daddy, your boyfriend, Liv, or the Egyptian Alex, your boyfriend, what if they're like, hey, you know, I really like you, and maybe one day we can do that, but I don't want to talk about that until we're married.
No. I think that's kind of a little sketchy, just because I'm very open about it. Like, I'm very open about how much I make, like, all of my friends know how much I make. Like, I'm not.
How much do you make again?
I don't know. Alex makes me feel weird like I shouldn't say it on air.
You don't.
If you want to share it, you can share it. I'm not.
Oh, my God. I was kidding. Now she's actually going to tell everybody what she makes.
Well, I don't make a lot. I struggle. I'm looking for a second job right now currently. Anyways, but I think that's sketchy if you don't want to share it. I get not wanting to share bank accounts until you're, like, married, until literally you are married, the papers are signed, everything like that. Not sharing until then, but that's, I think it's weird if you don't share it.
Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and after 6 months, you, what, knew each other's jobs, how much they made?
Yes.
Did you feel like that took too long or too soon, just right?
To me, it felt just right. We've been together for 5 years, and yeah, we've shared each other's bank accounts after the first year.
Is there anything that could possibly make you worry? Like, let's say you waited 6 months and they're like, I only make this. Are you like, oh, like, is that a problem? Like, maybe they don't make enough money?
Not really. Not to me.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Monica, you and your hubby have been married for how long?
7 years.
Okay, now do you guys talk about what each other makes?
Yes, we both know what each other makes.
Okay, now what about the big step? Because I remember my wife, Lindsay, wanted to do this, and I drug my feet. Do you guys, after 7 years, have a joint bank account?
No, we do not.
Do you keep financial secrets from him at all? Like, is there anything that he doesn't know about?
No, and the only reason why we don't have a joint account is because he didn't want to leave his bank. He's had it since he was in high school, and the same with me. But we both have cards to each other's account, and we both, you know, will use each other's bank account if we need to.
I didn't realize people were so in love with their bank.
I know,
where they went.
So loyal.
Like, I'll tell you what my bank gives me, overdraft fees.
And
thanks.
Suckers, that's it. All I got is a lousy sucker.
Wait, yours gives you suckers?
Actually, I don't get even suckers because of all my banking is with USAA, which is like online. So
they
I can
give you a flag
go
at
to
least?
Any ATM or anything. Everything I do is online. So I don't have like a brick and mortar bank.
Dang. We had to get you a sticker or something then.
Well, I like banking with them, though. But, I mean, I can't imagine not knowing or having those discussions before you get married. These are all things that should be covered in premarital counseling. Hopefully you're doing that.
I feel like some reasons, though, Alex, you brought up a good question, and I hope somebody would feel comfortable, even if you want to be anonymous, 833-JOE-ALEX. We don't have to use your real name, 833-563-2539. Are you kind of holding in a financial secret from your boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, wife, husband, whatever they might be?
When I first started in radio, I think Chase was very, very disappointed when he found out how much I made.
Well, your boyfriend's like, oh, I got me a rich radio guy.
Radio is tricky because so a lot of people in radio do not make very much money, and then they're few and far between. They do make a lot of money. There's not a lot of in-betweeners. You either are dirt poor or you make a lot. It's kind of weird like that.
Joe, did you and your wife, Lindsay, know all about each other's finances, all of the debt, all of that before you guys were married?
You know what? She says we talked about it, but I swear that I don't remember talking about it because going into our actual marriage, I had no debt. I was debt free. I didn't go to college, but I got a scholarship to go to a radio school. Mm-hmm. My wife went to college, and it was like during the recession, her parents didn't have money. They were trying to keep their business in their house, so they had to co-sign and take out a bunch of loans. So I guess I breezed over that. That's one thing I wish we wouldn't over more, just because when we actually crunched the numbers and started to tackle debt, it really was a stressor at first. Now we're doing good and we're paying off a bunch of stuff. Like my car will be paid off in about 3 months. But man, no, we didn't go over it enough. Like Alex mentioned, marriage counseling and doing that. That's something that's very important. So
I really want to do marriage counseling. I want to do premarital counseling before I get engaged. So usually you do it after you get engaged before your actual wedding day. But I would like to do that with somebody before we get engaged. Because
that's
once you're engaged,
early.
No, because once you get engaged, you're engaged. It's like, who's going to break off their engagement? That is so rare.
A lot of people do that.
I know plenty of people that have broken off their engagement because they find out in their premarital counseling that it's not
meant
to be. But
see, I'd rather do that than just break up, not actually go through the engagement in a ring and all that in the announcement. You do it before.
It is hard to sell the ring, trust me.
And you have those conversations even before that. It's not. I'm not in premarital counseling. I've talked about the finance stuff.
Same.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on, Anonymous?
Hey, so my husband and I have been married for 12 years. We just celebrated anniversary Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we have separate accounts, and I have a separate savings account that's like separate from my regular account that I keep what I call like mad money if I want to make a purchase that he maybe wouldn't approve of or agree with, then I have kind of like that backup money that I can make that purchase.
So he doesn't know about that account?
Correct.
How often are you mad?
Well, I don't mean like mad, like angry, but like sometimes I might get like a wild hair and decide that I want to buy a new purse or
I
like
feel that.
Go something like that.
Does that also double as like your get out of town plan? Like if things hit the fan, you're like, I'm going to use this money to get out of here?
I wouldn't say that, but I mean, you never know.
I like your way of thinking. You never know. Just have it in case.
I love them, but this probably won't last forever. Okay, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.